go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Well, there might be a ban on using your hose pipe on the garden, but not if it is on your windows, apparently. In fact, it looks like the whole ban maybe isn't even legal. It may have no legal authority here. That's the claim in this morning's newsletter. The paper claims NI Water has used powers it did not have to ban you from using a hose to wash your windows, or else if you're lucky enough to have a boat, to give it a good wash. So is the ban legally enforceable in Northern Ireland, and under what circumstances can you get your hose out? Joining me this morning is the newsletter's political editor, Sam McBride. Good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Vinny.
Oh, it's all a bit messy this morning. Explain this to me. What is wrong?
It's a pretty remarkable situation. We've got a situation here where Northern Ireland Water, which is our state-owned water utility company, has set a hose pipe ban, which simply is not backed up by the law in Northern Ireland. The law in Northern Ireland in terms of hose pipe bans is in the Water and Sewage Services Northern Ireland Order 2006. There's one article in that, Article 116, which is actually fairly straightforward even for a layperson to understand. It's not a terribly long piece of legislation, and it says that they are able to prohibit or restrict the use of a hose pipe for watering private gardens or washing private motor cars. So in those two areas, it's very clear there is a ban in place. You cannot do that, and if you do that, you risk a fine of £1,000.
And that does apply here. So you cannot wash your car or water your garden. But if you want to, for example, fill up your paddling pool, if you've got a jacuzzi like Jim Rogers in your garden, you can fill that up. If you want to wash down the patio, you can do that, okay, with a hose?
Yes. So what happened is that all of the law across the UK was pretty much the same up until 2010. We operated on the law which really says you can't water a garden, you can't wash a car. It was quite simple. In 2010, Parliament decided that really wasn't good enough, that there were too many loopholes, that there were situations which would not be in the public interest but which weren't covered by this law. So Parliament tightened it up very considerably. They said that you can't wash outdoor walls, you can't wash windows with a hose pipe, you can't clean a private leisure boat using a hose pipe, you can't clean paths or patios, you can't fill a swimming pool or a paddling pool, lots and lots of other areas, which I think in many cases may be quite logical as an extension of what was there at the start, but which was not covered, and Parliament said at the time was not covered by the original law. What Northern Ireland Water seems to have done is taken the new law from Great Britain.
Right.
It has never been extended to Northern Ireland, so it is not our law. We haven't updated our law, and they have used that to claim that they have the power to give you a £1,000 fine, to give you a criminal record, to prosecute you without getting the police involved.
So they are trying to... It sounds like I'm trying to really simplify this, but I'm trying to get it straight in my own head, because this is not something that you are chased by the police for. It is NI Water, a publicly owned utility, that will chase you for this. They will fine you for this. And they are trying to do that with legislation that doesn't apply here.
That's right. And I think the very concerning aspect of this is that the people who either don't seem to understand the law or have knowingly gone beyond what was in the law here are the people who could prosecute you. Now, I think when it came to court, it would be pretty surprising if a court was to actually uphold what is not law. But the idea that they would think they have the power to do that, to put people through that process, is deeply alarming. I mean, there's a very simple principle that democratically elected politicians sit in Parliament, they sit in the Assembly, they make the law. We elect them. The law sets bounds on the powers of public servants, whether they're civil servants or they work in a quango like NI Water, and they can't simply interpret the words in the law to mean something which they don't. I mean, it's a pretty simple piece of legislation. There's not any great complexity to this. And I think one of the most alarming aspects of this is that after I went to NI Water and said to them, well, you seem to have made a mistake here, this is not the correct law, they, rather than say, yes, we've made a mistake, we're going to clarify this, we just do not have these powers, it's very clear, they have claimed that they can just interpret these words to mean things which anybody who's fluent in the English language would know that they cannot mean. So I think that's quite concerning. And of course, all of this is happening at a time when there's no minister. So these are people who are not democratically accountable. Nobody but the courts can hold them to account for this. And it may seem to some people like quite a trivial thing. Who cares if you're able to fill a paddling pool? It's probably quite an irresponsible thing to do that anyway in the current situation. But there's a very significant principle of bureaucratic overreach here, where, pardon me, these people seem to be just going significantly beyond their powers. They are not prepared to accept that when it's pointed out to them. And really, the only people who can hold them to account now are the judges in the High Court.
We did ask NI Waterford representative this morning, and they said that nobody was available. Commentator Fionnuala Meredith is on the line. Good morning to you.
Morning, Vinny.
It's just bizarre listening to Sam, because you think if a law is a law, if you can be prosecuted and fined for breaking the law, then surely that law has got to be crystal clear. And to take specifics from a law from somewhere else and apply it here where it doesn't, as Sam is suggesting, then it's just bizarre.
It is bizarre. I think it's both ridiculous and farcical. And as Sam was saying, it is actually really serious. You can't just appropriate laws from elsewhere and sort of, you know, jiggle them around a bit and say, yes, well, now we're going to apply these here. I also, you know, the other thing that really bugs me about this is that NI Water were sort of appealing to our collective responsibility to be wise and sensible with the use of water when it was at a low level so that it would be enough for everyone. And that's a fair enough argument. I certainly believe in civic responsibility. But to then turn around and actually be exposed as having misrepresented, whether willfully or not, the law as it stands, it just seems like a very contemptuous attitude towards the general public. That, you know, to basically make stuff up and expect us all to comply with it. And I think that undermines that goodwill that has been existing, where we're all dutifully not watering our gardens with the hose pipes and, you know, using...
They haven't necessarily made things up, but they've maybe taken it from a law somewhere else that doesn't apply here. And you said that we're all dutifully not using our hose pipe, but there will be some that are flouting the law.
Well, yeah.
I think I don't know what day it was, but the reports came out that they had, NI Water had visited 140 homes and issued them with warnings, I suppose. I don't think it was with actual fines, but warnings saying you can't use the hose the way you've been using it. And that's where it gets into a really dangerous area, because if they're trying to chase people and potentially issue a fine, and that fine is wrong, where do you go from there? Can you object to it?
It is dangerous, and because clearly NI Water, whether deliberately or not, do not have a firm grip on what the law actually is and their own powers within it. So, you know, the other thing it makes you think too, I mean, it really is bonkers. So you could fill up a paddling pool.
Yes.
One of those huge kids' paddling pools or jacuzzi, but you can't go out and water a few plants. It's not even logical.
So Sam, keep me right here. Could you, in theory, if you had a huge swimming pool out your back, not a paddling pool, could you fill that, but you couldn't wash your car?
I think on the face of the law, that seems pretty clear. What NI Water are saying is that even though that is not contained within the law here, that they are allowed, they say, to interpret the words private garden to include walls and windows that might back onto a garden, patio that might be linked to a garden, swimming pool that might be in a garden. The striking difference between that and what they said in the public notice where they implemented the ban was there was no mention of these things being linked to a garden. It was simply a wall per se, even if there isn't a blade of grass within miles. And when I asked them to clarify that and to say, well, can you just be very clear with the public that if there's no garden involved, this is absolutely fine, they refused to do that. They simply came back with a regurgitation of what they had said before about how they're allowed to interpret these words very broadly. I think that is the concerning thing here. The other aspect is that they are saying that boats are covered by the definition of a private motor car because
that is ludicrous. We're getting into the realms of farce here.
NI Water have sent us a statement. They say NI Water did not breach legislation in relation to giving notice of its intention to introduce the hosepipe ban. We believe that the order has been interpreted correctly. Has it? If indeed you're saying you can't do X, Y and Z when really you can, it's just X you can't do, is that allowing people off Northern Ireland to interpret that clearly? And why would you not... Well, it's not for me to question why they don't have a representative for us this morning. But given that we've had this ban, is it 10 days, 11 days? I know it was raining for a lot of people today, but I think the good weather is set to continue. So there's no end to the hosepipe ban. So people need to know where the law is and what they can and can't do. 0-30-30-80-55-55. When it comes to just Sam, like picking laws from elsewhere and saying, well, you know, we'll take that and give that a bit to you, we'll fine you with this one, we'll stick you in jail for that. There's so many bizarre laws around the world. Why not we pick some of them? In Milan, for example, it requires that citizens must smile at all times or face a fine. We could maybe take that as well. In Florida, it's illegal to pass wind in a public place after 6 p.m. on Thursdays. That is a law. Maybe we could take that as well, jiggle it around and apply it here. Let's make it all day on a Thursday. And in England, it is illegal to die in the Houses of Parliament. Not really sure what to take from that one. But you get my point. I know it sounds like I'm being a little bit flippant, but there are so many bizarre laws, or laws of any nature elsewhere, and if we're going to take bits and pieces from them. For example, in Canada, by law, one out of every five songs on the radio must be sung by a Canadian. We could apply that to Kerry McLean and Jerry Kelly. In Oklahoma, it's against the law to have a sleeping donkey in your bathtub after 7 p.m. It's great if your donkey is awake and just having a bit of a relaxation time, maybe in the hot tub. Not so good if it's snoozed off in lava, in a lovely lava of bubbles. I do wonder if any water have indeed been looking at this website. When I'm cleaning windows. George, good morning to you.
Hello, Benny, how are you doing?
Have you had your hose pipe out?
Well, I am from now on, because apparently they're allowed to use it all day yesterday in Newcastle to power hose the street.
Who was doing that?
The council, I take it.
And what about you? Have you been sticking by the rules? Because you could face a £1,000 fine, maybe possibly, not quite sure.
We're told £1,000 fine, and then all day yesterday, big machine connected up to all the water hydrants and water run down the main street cleaning the footpaths for this Thursday. You know what I mean?
NI Water has interpreted private gardens, they say, broadly to include walls and windows backing or fronting onto a garden, paddling pools or swimming pools in a garden and patios within a garden. But Sam McBride, the problem with that is,
well, there are laws where there's a clear reference in their public notice where they're saying that there's a ban, that it's not just walls or windows or anything else which involves the garden. They're just saying it is any of these things per se, and that is the critical difference here. And going back to what NI Water is now saying, they're effectively saying that the law in Great Britain, which was changed in 2010 to close lots of these loopholes, they're basically saying that never needed to happen, because this original law was so clear that it allowed them to do what they're doing now. Now, that is not what Parliament understood at the time. There was a Commons Library research briefing at the time which made clear that law at the time, which is still in force in Northern Ireland, meant that companies can only ban or restrict the use of hose pipes when they're used to water private gardens or clean private vehicles, but not when they are used for other purposes, such as for filling swimming pools or to clean patios. Now, you have a situation where NI Water is setting itself above Parliament and deciding that it has a greater understanding of what the old law was than the people who were the legislators who chose to change it. And it also should be said here that there are questions for Stormont in this, because it's not clear to me why Stormont did not update our law in line with what was happening in the rest of the UK.
I think what we should do, not that I am doubting Sam McBride in any way, but if you are thinking about getting your hose pipe out today, dragging it out of the garage, then I think you should maybe consult your solicitor before you do so. Henry, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Go ahead.
I'll tell you what is, how is the difference between people going in and getting their cars washed, these car washes, and they're using power hoses? What's the difference?
Well, I would assume the car washes are commercial properties.
Yeah, but they're still using a power hose, aren't they?
Yes, but this ban, it doesn't apply to, it's only residential, so domestic use. So I would assume they wouldn't fall under that. So they're a business, they'll pay separate for their water, but you, of course, pay for your water too through your rates.
Yeah. So what's the difference here? You know, I can't understand. If they want to put a ban on, they may as well put a ban on everything.
Well, some people might say, you know, washing your car isn't essential, or that a business will then maybe have people relying on it. Of course it will, you know, people that run it, the people that are employed, you know, and therefore that's how that could affect them. Whereas if you can't wash your car or rinse down your patio or fill up your paddling pool, it's not really going to have an impact on you, not massively.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get £1,000, fair or not.
Do you want a rebate on your rates?
Well, I would like so, you know.
Okay, Henry, thank you. Nat in Donaghadee, good morning, Nat.
Good morning, Billy. Good show.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I would just like to say, I hope everybody would do the same as I've done and disconnect their sink waste and their utility room into barrel, fill the watering cans from that, and you don't need to use the hose.
But is your sink waste not full of loads of nonsense, like your bits of food and all sorts?
It is, and it hasn't done the plants any harm so far. And I'll tell you, the wee birds seem to be in between the plants, picking everything out of it, the robins and wrens and what have you.
The only thing is with that, if you go and start disconnecting your sinks and you don't really know what you're doing, if I tried to do that, I would probably cause some damage.
Finny, it's only a matter of pulling a pipe out and pushing it back in again.
But if you get it wrong, sure, water can be disastrous. It can ruin the place.
Would you not take that chance and save £1,000? No.
What do you think about the confusion over this and the potential for you to be fined?
I don't think anybody has been fined, has there? Am I right in saying that?
Well, that's a good question. We should really go to NI Water and ask them. There was that figure of 140 there. We should go back to them and say, what is the current status of that? Are there more people being approached by yourselves and warned, or has anyone been fined at this point? Vincent in Belfast, good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Billy. Excellent show as usual. But as your first caller there had said about the council in Newcastle washing the street. Last night, sitting in the town, I observed these two fellas in an unmarked van with a power washer in the back of it, washing all the TransLink bus stops. Now, what part of essential services is a bus stop? To me, that's misuse of water. Even though it's a business, I understand the logic what they do. They're paying for their water through their meters. But to me, a bus stop they're not stinking. They're up on top of the roof. Even round right beside your Blackstaff studios, they're on top of the bus stops washing all the stuff off the roof of the bus stops, whatever dirt or whatever's on top of it, and it's all up round the windows of all your nice offices there.
Nice offices. You've never been in here. Vincent, thank you. Robert, last call on this for now. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes, I just wanted to say that...
Is your radio on in the background, Robert?
Yes, I was just turning it down.
Good man. You'll get me in trouble with Leah in here. She's very, very funny about that.
Yeah, okay. It's quite right that Sam McBride highlighted the misuse of the act there. But what is coming across here is that it's almost allowing people to disregard the law and just use their hose pipes. And I think you should be...
Well,
the public.
That's not necessarily what we're saying.
Can I finish, please?
Yes, but I'm just saying we're not suggesting that people completely disregard it. You should maybe consult your solicitor. But do go ahead, Robert.
No, but the image there that you're putting across is that, you know, the law isn't correct. Therefore, you can use your hose pipe. No, we should be encouraging people to save water. And there was a man on there a minute ago who said that he takes his... the pipe from his waste, sink waste.
Yes.
Puts it onto a bar. I'm doing the exact same thing.
Okay, good stuff, Robert. Well, we could all maybe learn a little bit from yourself. 030-30-80-55-55. When I'm cleaning windows.